Brody, welcome into the game right here in Tuscaloosa.
Good evening. How are we?
I'm good. Now this is a throwback day presented by Brian Harden Construction here in West Alabama, throughout the state of Alabama, and our neighboring states as well. So Brian Harden Construction, does it make you feel old that we're throwing back a little bit?
Leave it to Brian Harden to make me feel old. He always likes to tell me how long ago it was that I played. So leave it to him to put me on Throwback Thursday.
No doubt. But still got some youth in you, and I want to walk you back. I want to walk you back to Saturday night, and I want a truthful answer. I don't want the homer answer. Okay, T.J. Yeldon fumbles. Did Brody Croll think the game was over?
All right, you want a truthful answer?
I do.
Brody Croll's 3-year-old was throwing up, and I didn't even see it happen, and I got to watch it on a replay and watch it on SportsCenter. So I didn't even get to see it happen because I had a sick little baby.
But oh, man.
If I would have been watching it at that time, I wouldn't have been nervous. Man, they always pull it out down in Death Valley.
Well, it's just something about it. We've had a lot of success there playing in Death Valley. But looking at
it, always comes down to something like that.
Always. It does, and it's one of those games that has really grown on the radar since Nick Saban has arrived here, and it means something when you beat LSU, even though a lot of these folks out here, these pollsters, maybe don't respect that win in Death Valley, but that's one of the most intimidating places to play in college football. I think you would agree.
I would agree, and I had a friend that went to the game, and he said, by far, that is the loudest game that he has ever been to. He said, from start to finish, it seemed like it was just a roar the entire time, and yeah, that's tough. That's tough to go in there and play and try and communicate everything that it is that you need to communicate, especially as an offense. And, just to see the mental fortitude of, you know, not only the offense, but Blake Sims stick in there and pull it out at the end. I think that says a lot about our football team, and it says a lot about our coaching and just the mental toughness that those guys have. And, you know, at the end of the day, playoff will take care of itself. We went out. I don't think there's if we're not in it at that point in time, there's something wrong.
No doubt. Let me, from a quarterback perspective who has played here, played in the National Football League, let's go back and look at Blake Sims from where he was at A-Day and where he is today. Talk about the improvement that this young man has made, and I think the competition of adding a quarterback like Jacob Coker has pushed him, and he was competitive, and look where he is today. He's setting a lot of statistical, not records, but really being known as one of those high quarterback ratings in college football right now.
Absolutely. You know, competition makes all of us better. Doesn't matter what field you're really in. As a competitor, you like to be pushed. And, I think that a healthy competition is good for everybody, and it's obviously good for Blake. And good for the Alabama football team. And what he's done and how he's grown each game. Even Saturday, you know, I think I actually might have been on your show a couple of years ago and said the best game that I had seen up to that point, A.J. McCarron playing, was not all the games that went exactly the way he wanted to, but when he was in Death Valley and things weren't going the way he wanted to, and he rose to the occasion and went and won the football game. I think the same thing is going to be true for Blake. That was the first game that everything didn't quite go that way, but he rose to the occasion. His teammates saw him step it up at the end and go win the football game. That's what builds confidence, in your team and the you. And I think that this is just a good stepping stone for Blake. And, you know, hopefully we're just going to hit our stride right at the right time and go into these playoffs and go do what it is we do.
Brody Croll right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa on Tide 99.1. I want to go back because we'll skip around, talk a little college football. You were talking about the younger ones in your life. How many kids? You've got two kids now?
I got two little boys. Sawyer's 3 and Luke is 9 months. And they are just wide open. And it's a whole lot of fun. And, you know, as far as kids, you know, we have 164 at the ranch right now in between the boys' ranch and the girls' ranch. We're just blessed and getting ready to have Christmas, and that's always a really special time. You know, there's a lot of our newer kids that have never had a Christmas before, and this is going to be the first time they get to wake up on Christmas morning and realize what a special day that it is. And, you know, this is always one of the most fun times of the year.
Brody, we've got a lot of people that listen to our program outside of the area. Very possible that we do get a lot of calls from the Gadsden area and throughout the state. And I didn't ask you if I could say this, but I'm going to ask you, what can the community do for Big Oak Ranch? I mean, how can we get involved with what you guys have been able to accomplish? Because we may not have the resources to do a lot, but what is something out there that someone's out there listening that can help you guys prepare for this upcoming holiday season?
Well, you know, obviously, we take no state or federal money. We're 100% privately funded. But at the end of the day, as I said, there's a lot of kids at this time that have never had a Christmas before. So you can come in, you can sponsor a kid through that. But to come up and see us and see what it is that we do and see the lives that are being changed, not through us, but through Big Oak Ranch and through God and how he's changing these kids' lives. It is something that we've been blessed. This is our 40th year doing it. And over 2,000 kids have called Big Oak Ranch their home. And just 6 weeks ago, we had our 40th anniversary. And we had over 350 past residents that came back and brought their spouse and brought their kids. And, you know, it was really a humbling moment for me to see that the two most selfless people I know are my mom and dad, and to see the lives that have changed through them following what it is God called them to do. And to not only see the lives that were changed, but to see the generations that were changed, because he didn't go play pro football, but he took Coach Bryant's advice. He said, you go start that home for kids. And to see the lives that have changed because of that, was very humbling, and is humbling every single day. But there's just a lot of ways to get involved. We have resource parents that our kids go once a month on the weekend, and they get to go spend time with this resource family, and they get to go spend the weekend with them. And we have relief parents that come in. There's just a lot of different ways. We have church groups, a lot from the Tuscaloosa area, that come in and they work for an entire week in the summers, and they help with whatever project it is we have going on. There's just a bunch of different ways that you can get involved, a bunch of different ways to get plugged in. And, you know, but if you're ever up in our area, we'd love for you. You don't have to call. Just stop by and come see us, and we'd love to have you.
It is bigoak.org. Brody Kroll taking over the reins. Brody, what's it been, a year and a half, 18 months, 19 months?
Yeah, we're coming up on 2 years since we've been back, and everybody's kind of asked me that. What's your dad gonna do now that he's retiring? Anyone that knows my dad knows for a fact he is not going anywhere, and he should. He has dedicated his life to relieving the suffering of children. And somebody was asking me today, well, what's his kind of role now? Well, you know, for the longest time, he had to do day-to-day operations, business, child care, fundraising. He had to do everything. And now that my sister and I are back and get to kind of take away some of those things and let him go do different things, he gets to go speak. He gets to go help other people. He gets to go help other ranches in other states get started and give 50 to 100 other kids the same opportunity that the children in Big Oak Ranch are getting. And but at the end of the day, my dad will come to work, and the next day, I mean, this could be 30 years down the road, he'll still be coming in that office, because it's not a job to us. This is our life. This is our calling. This is what God put us on earth to do. And, you know, I do like to joke that, you know, the Duck Dynasty and, you know, Willie's kind of sitting there and running things and this, that, and other, but he says, you know what? When Phil walks through that door, it's whatever it is he wants to do. And there ain't no difference where we're at.
Well, you know, a couple of years ago, and I'll say this, I told your dad, I said, you know, you obviously you recognize for many different things that you've been able to achieve and celebrate the occasions of 40th anniversary. But I said, your biggest reward is when you're going to walk through those pearly gates and John Kroll is going to have one of those places that's just going to stand out there in heaven. It's just going to be a bigger house because the rewards that he has been able to accomplish there, God's going to give him a huge blessing there. And those rewards that it's just going to be a bigger house. And I told John that, and he said, I hope so. I hope so. But a couple of weeks ago, he was recognized, inducted into the State Hall of Fame. Nick Saban was that day as well.
He was. And, you know, to kind of echo that a little bit, Governor Bentley was welcoming everybody there. And when he was talking about Dad, he said basically the same thing. He said, John, you'll have no clue until you walk through those gates how many lives have been touched by what it is that through Jesus Christ and through the ranch y'all have been able to do for the past 40 years. And you have no clue until you get to see it. And, you know, I wake up every single day and say, what did I do that I was blessed enough to have a mom and a dad that lived it every single day when I've seen the other side and I see it every single day. I thank God every day, but, you know, my sister always says, too much to whom much is given, much is required. And we were blessed enough to have parents like that, and we're now blessed enough that we get to work beside the godliest man I know every single day.
John Kroll is what we're talking about. Right now we're talking with Brody Kroll, and I'll go back to that. I saw a couple of photo opportunities there with Nick Saban. Did you tell him anything? I mean, did you give him any advice?
That's exactly what he needs is my advice, isn't it? No, man, I'm just amazed at you know, what he's been able to do, him and his coaching staff, and just the level of, I should say, the standard in which they have raised Alabama football to, and just what's expected every single year, and just how every year is just, all right, we lost our quarterback, we lost linemen, we lost all these different things. You know what? Standard hadn't changed. We're not doing anything except reloading. And, you know, we're sitting in a position that we control our own destiny at this point in time, and that is just a tribute to him and his coaching staff and their work ethic.
How do you control your emotions? Because we do look at what's ahead, an SEC championship, a chance to be among the Final Four teams. But as a player here, as a player in the National Football League, how do you look past one game? Because everybody wants to look at Mississippi State. You beat that one, and then you get Western Carolina for homecoming. It should be a very winnable game. Then you get Auburn coming to town. But how do you not focus on those long-term goals and only focus on those short-term goals of beating Mississippi State, the number one team in college football?
It's hard at times. But you know what? At the same point in time, especially in SEC football, you know, everybody, every champion, every good football team is driven by their vision, their goal. And that is obviously at Alabama to win the national championship. But because of that goal, because of that vision of where it is you want to be, you can wake up every single day and you conquer that day. And you conquer that Saturday. And then you build upon that. And at SEC, anybody can beat you at any given time. Not to mention, you brought up a really bad work in Western Carolina. Anybody can tear an ACL at any given time versus Western Carolina. I am living proof of that.
And I didn't mean to do that.
I appreciate it, Ryan. Thank you. Thank you for bringing it up. First, Brian Harden brings up that I'm old. Now you're bringing up injuries.
Well, you know what, and I don't want to say this in a crazy way, but I could probably go right now and circle the spot that you got hurt on, because I think everybody in the stadium went, I mean, we were speechless. So I know I could get it within 10 yards, but I think I could probably get it within 5 yards. Our sidelines, about the 25, 30-yard line, and you're about 3 yards from the sidelines, if I remember correctly. And wow, how is the knee, man? Are you able to teach those younger boys maybe a little quarterback skills from time to time?
Every everything's good, man. You know, I always tell people, you know what you're getting when you sign up for football. It's a physical sport, and that's what you love about it. So injuries, I think one of the first meetings I was in the NFL, guy walked in and said, you know what the injury rate in the NFL is when you play football? I said, I have no clue. 100%. And so you know what you get when you sign up for it, and you know what comes with that. But, you know, wouldn't trade a minute of it. Wouldn't trade, honestly, wouldn't even trade the injuries because who knows, we wouldn't have had them. Wouldn't have had those setbacks, wouldn't have had all those different things if I'd be sitting where I am right now and getting to give 164 kids a chance at life every single day.
Brody, final question. This going back to the two the boys that you have there, and I forget the names. I think one was Sawyer
and Luke.
Okay, so Sawyer and Luke. When they pick up toys, like, do they when they throw them, because their ligaments have got to be tighter in the shoulder. Like, do they bounce off of the sheetrock? I mean, do they cause holes in the sheetrock? I mean, is those ligaments tighter in that shoulder? Because, you know, in 15, 16, 17 years, we could see a couple of future quarterbacks down here.
Well, considering my three-year-old wants to be a bull rider, I am rooting for football, like, big time right now. But, you know, if they want to play, I'll support them 100%. And, you know, we'll help them get to wherever it is they want to be. But you know what? I'm blessed to have two beautiful, healthy little boys that love growing up where it is they're growing up.
Brody, let's go beat the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Those guys are going to be traveling 82 miles down Highway 82 and the number one team in college football. Something tells me that that number five ranking may not be a bad thing because it may have developed a little bit of chip on somebody's shoulder over there. May have something to prove against the Mississippi State Bulldogs on Saturday afternoon. Brody, thank you so much, man, for helping me out. BigOak.org is the way that you can connect with everything they're happening there. And I hope we visit again. Maybe we'll be talking about the team in the Final Four and competing for another championship here in Tuscaloosa. Thank you, Brody.
Sounds great, Ryan. Thank you.